You know, you can't get up and do nothing without God. You can't move your finger without God. It's, come on, come on, come on. You can't do nothing. You absolutely nothing. Say nothing. Say nothing. Without the Lord. We can't do it. And so I just want to thank him for what he's doing. Thank you, so Brother Ed always inspires me. Some of you don't say it, don't inspire me. And I'll be listening. I'll be listening to get inspiration. And I just really want to thank the Lord for Linda and Brother Ed. Y'all give him a clap. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord. Give him. You know, we know it's God. It's God. It's God. Praise him. And I thank the Lord for Brother Donald. I really do thank the Lord for you. Because when you get up, I know God has done something in your heart. Because you told me your testimony. Don't you fail to get up. Raise up. Like I told somebody. I said, you tell Jace, get up and say, I'm saved. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. And just start, get up, say, I'm saved. You said enough, you saved. You know, amen. It's with your mouth you confess. With your mouth you confess. That's what the Bible says. Praise God. So if you sit down, don't ever say you saved. I get to wondering about you. Because I ain't got nowhere to put you, and I don't write nothing on you. Believe me. I have too much. I just, praise the Lord. We had a wonderful time in Ironton yesterday, man, my daughter. I want to just, give my daughter a clap. She don't know what I'm clapping about. All in Christ. All my children love me. They do. They have their special place. Dee Dee got her special place. You know, she said, Mama, I got to get well so I can keep your hair and grow it out for you. Ain't that sweet? I'm going to keep your hair because y'all know it ain't never hardly kept. You know that. And that was so sweet. And then Stephanie always giving me some kind of, everybody got their way. Everybody got a place. Listen now, everybody got a place. Everybody got a place. And nobody's place is bigger than nobody else's. Because it's just something that you need at the time. So Gwen have been hearing me that I want to go to Ironton to be with my brother and sister. They have church on Saturday. And so she calls me, Mama. Now, she called me something like Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, I mean, read the place. Read it. She said, Mama said, I'm off Saturday. So they called me and told me I didn't have to go to work today. And so I told them, you know, nah, okay, all right. So she called me and said, Mama, I'm off Saturday, and I don't know through the year what I'm going to be off because I got to wait the kind of job she does. And so she says, I'm loose Saturday. She said, you want to go to Ironton? Yeah! He'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll make a way for you. I say he'll make a way for you. Now, people in the church, now I'm going to tell y'all on them. Good. Thank you. We want to go. I say, let's go and let's take the choir and let's sing because they don't have a choir. Do they, Gwen? They do not have a choir. You don't miss it, though. Tell me. But I said, but then nobody, well, Sister Davis, I got to do this. Pastor, I got to do that. I said, Lord, I'm going out there. And I told my sister, I'm coming. Now that's just all to it. I'm going. So now if I ask y'all something, y'all don't do it, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You can wait so long, children of God. I'm just telling you how I am. I can wait so long. And I love you to death. I do. I know that you have things to do. But you know, it was worth every penny. And I just run going crazy yesterday. I didn't tell y'all all of it. Do I have to tell? I don't have to tell that, do I? Okay, I'm going to tell it all. But we went out there, and the Lord just blessed us to no end. And it was worth every day. Doing a great job out there for the Lord, a great work. And they bought 100 lands out, about 100 acres out there. And they got trailers on it where people can stay because of, well, I ain't going to say that. Okay, scar it off. But anyway, they are there, and they're lovely people. One thing I have learned, you got to learn how to love your brothers and sisters. You got to learn how to love your Indian brothers, your Chinese brothers, your Japanese brothers, because they may not do like you do. They may not sing what you sing. They may not act like you act, but you got to learn how to love them. So I personally think that the rest is in Jesus Christ that I'm looking for. I'm looking for that rest. They think the rest is on Saturday. So God bless them. I went out there Saturday. They have church on every Saturday. They have church. And they love God. And she loves God. She's a prayer warrior. And you know, you ain't got nowhere to put nobody. You know all the world. You don't. No, you don't. No, you, brother, he has a deeper depth than most people. He has a deeper depth. You know, so he say something, and what the cup is. He went into a dip, another depth that, you know, that it blessed me. I said, yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So we got everything here we need. You got everything you need for the time something is going on, because you got here what you need. You may get what you, you know what I'm saying, here. Come into the depths of something. Well, we want the depths. We want the depths. Well, he got it. And they pronounce and do things differently. You know, I'm read down to the bologna and the bread. Praise the Lord. I just love the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Give him praise. Give him some. Give him. Answer now. Y'all got to listen to me sing sometime. Because I sing wild. Peace. And for your faith to increase, fervently pray. Or be perfectly blessed until is laid. You got to lay it on. Is your all laid? Your heart, does the spirit. But listen, you can only be blessed and help to yield him your body and soul. Blessed until you put, none of us can. So we put our all on the altar. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know this song. She wanted one. She going like this. What she want? What?
Okay.
Yes, Lord. I'm a. Oh boy, that's good. Tuning that note. Okay, ready? He will sing from above. Our hearts will be made. We shall share at his feet when it's laid. You got something ready for us, children. Is your role of sacrifice laid in control? Only be blessed and have peace and your body and soul. He wanted all. He wanted all to me. Search me out. And I want to win. When you find something in me, take it out. Find something. So I'm not going to say I'm like, I'm so, well now, Lord, if you find anything there, take it out. Praise the Lord. Let us, I'm going to go to Romans today. Come here, Allison. This is, here she is. I just love her. She just so Jesus. And my subject, if I have one, is he'll give us all things. Romans 8, my Bible. I may skip a lot of protocol because everybody used to church. I could have a lot of things blamed on my age now. Well, Sister Pastor getting older. Yeah, older, you notice that. I'm getting older. But I just want to pray for you all. I thank the Lord for you. Arvin, I forgot your name. What's your name, love? Huh? Okay, Tiffany, I won't forget. Bob, Tiffany, and Donald. Okay, see there? See how good I am? But I do forget names, I do. I just want to thank the Lord. Father, will you stand? Just stand. I just love the Lord. Brother, this morning I say, God put 120. I don't know, it may not be that many, but how many ever? 100 and something. Really, it's the truth. Because we sang a song when we opened this church. Rest the walls and just let it be full with peace and joy, something like that. Praise. Now, if a wall can be full of peace, the church can be full of that too. Then I thought about, I said, woo, boy. Of God, it never passes. And so I thought to myself, I said, now we sung that when we opened this church up. We sung, you remember? Y'all didn't particularly look like it, but it was from the choir, a choir, and I thought it was a fit. And we know, hallelujah, that whatever, you know, so we preached a full church. She's full. And then, you know, if we believe that the angels kept around us, y'all don't believe that. I do. Because I'm out there in that car a lot of times. I believe. I tell people I'm never alone. They pass you by. I said, I ain't by myself. What's wrong with you? I always got somebody. And I do. I feel it. I feel somebody in there with me. Yes, praise the Lord. I feel. You better feel it too. Yes. You better believe it too. You need the protection of God. The devil out with the arrows every day trying to shoot you somewhere. You better believe that God is with you. Yes. Especially you that love the Lord. Come on. Take. You know what I'm saying? Take care of what you believe. Amen. So we're going into Romans. There's now no more condemnation. You ain't condemned no more. Whoopee. And to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. In your name, Lord. For your sake, Lord, I pray for these people. I pray for me and them. Everything in this church that's got breath, I pray. Lord, that you would bring us into a higher realm. Bring us into a realm of love and compassion and what we get up and testify about. What we run the flow about. Lord, what we get up and clap about. Bring us into this, Lord. I ask it in your name. Praise the Lord. Lord, this be a different day. Let this be the day, God, that you, in the moving of your spirit, because I know, praise the Lord, the church has to come somewhere. I was there when the church, praise the Lord, read at the paper Pentecost, praise the Lord, where we could come in the church and saw ding-dangs up on the cross here. I after will see like waves of coming across the pulpit. We used to see waves, and we didn't even have to make an altar call. People was at the altar. People felt that they need to go to the altar. You didn't even have to make an altar call. They went to the altar. I want that again. And I mean, it's right in our hands, sister. Sister, no, she said, Pastor, this call out in the say, do you want the Holy Ghost? And bam. Bam. It's just really wonderful. And so God has got this plan for you. He's got this plan for you and for me. All you got to do is want more of God. All you got to do is in your heart when you home and you on your knees, I want more of you. And God, in spite of the pastor, in spite of the speaker, God will give you because it's the Holy Ghost that's going to give it to you. It's the Holy Ghost. You bring him in here, I bring him because I come. He here because I brought him here. My little portion, do you bring your little portion? We put our little portions together. We got a whole portion. Hallelujah. And so he said, we're not condemned anymore. For the law of the spirit of life, you may be seated in Christ Jesus, made you free from the law of sin and death. Jesus, we just was talking about that in Sunday school, how he took our sins. You know, that's kind of deep. No, it ain't kind of deep, it's deep. He took our sins. And so I'm going to skip around now. Hallelujah. Because the Lord impressed upon me, get my notes out, because see, your pastor forgets sometimes. Praise the Lord. Now I want to go now into Luke. I'm going to Luke. Go to Luke. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the way the Lord dealing with me this week, in the last couple weeks. And that's why I asked brother that would, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, by your will, but let your will be done. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to take that part, but I'm going to take what God taught me. Praise the Lord. The people that know me know that the trial I'm under right now, a lot of them are my grandkids and my children. And I can't just spurt it out everywhere. Praise the Lord. But you know, the trial I've been in. Hallelujah. The trial, terrible trial. Never been in it before in my life. Praise the Lord. It could have took me down. He sent me a tape. Praise the Lord. Say I was down, but you know, I'm not down now. But any God, if you down, can't nobody bring you up but Jesus. I say, I don't care how much is prayed for, how much people pat you on the back, oil you up and pat pat you on the back. It's going to take Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you got to come to a place where God had to bring me, because I would get over in that room over there by myself. No human person to talk to. No, not my daughter ain't there. My sister ain't there. And nobody there. Praise the Lord. But if he tells me he's going to always be with me to the end of the world. And you know that scripture too. And so you say, yeah, no, he's always with me, even until the end of the world. But sometimes you need some human something. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So then I said, Lord, now I know what you said. And I believe your word. I'm a pastor. I preach faith. I believe God can do it. I believe you can do anything. I believe that's what my mouth said. Stay with me. I believe you can do anything. And I begin to cry to God, Lord, you help me. You take away this in my heart, this pain, this wound. You take it away. And the sisters, they y'all love me. Oh, Pastor, we love you. Praise God. And they slapped their hands on me. And they praise the Lord. They pray for me. Honestly prayed for me. Praise the Lord. But still, it was something right there. You know what I'm talking about? It wasn't that release I needed. Praise the Lord. So I got on my knees and I said, Lord, I'm tired. I can't go through no more. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm really tired. I'm over here by myself. I don't want to get sick over here and upset the kids. Upset, you know, because Al, I'm his mama. I'm brother's mama too. I'm a lot of y'all mamas. And they calling, how you doing, Pastor? Oh, I'm fine. Well, I'm fine. Physically, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing pretty good here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you know, something came in my heart. God put it there. The Holy Spirit put it there. And I began to read the scriptures. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, I was reading it, you know. He said, Lord, let this cup pass, if it's your will. And the Lord touched my heart. And the thing I wanted, I said, Lord, help me. And all of a sudden, I said, Lord, nevertheless, let your will be done. And when I said nevertheless, it became a word to me. Nevertheless, let your will be done. And all that hurt, all those wounds, everything in me, I begin to feel. I said, "Ooh, I'm feeling good." I said, I'm doing my little thing up in here now. I ain't got to help nobody. I said, Lord, I'm feeling good. Put me some music on and I went to going. Right? I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. So now he said, listen, I have you here for a reason. I know you hurt. Lord, I didn't do what it's good. He said, I didn't either. I'm accused of something I didn't do. It'll be double. He said, I did. I was accused too, Celeste, of something I didn't do. And I know what you're feeling. I know what you're feeling. So I'm going to give you my peace. Let me tell you something. Some of y'all may know this now. But there's a peace that comes from God that can't nobody give you. It passed understanding. And you can't explain it. You said you be looking like a nut. And see now what happened. Oh, I prayed. I got, and they're looking at you. But there is a peace, beloved, that passes understanding. When you ask the Lord to take this thing and you cast it up on him. I mean, sure enough, cast it up on him. Stop going and picking it back up. Cast it up on him. But he cares. Now you either believe that you don't. And you know what? The word became more real to me. Because I said, Lord, you told us to cast our cares. I preach as that. But if you don't cast your cares, and I'm sure enough now. Say sure enough. You're not going to get the healing that you need. You got to really cast it up on him. You got to give him, say, Lord, that is. And mean it. So don't go back tomorrow and pick it up and then, no, mean it. And as you begin to serve the Lord, do what he tell you to do. Your mind will get more into what he telling you to do than what you feeling. Am I making sense? And then your mind is healing because you're doing what he wants you to do. If he don't want you to do nothing but say something at the door, like my brother there, that's my son-in-law right there. But everybody knows him. Hello, darling. Hey, Leon. Hey, so-and-so. Oh, Bridget say, you know them? He said, oh, hey, Ron, how you doing, Ron? That's Ron. And that's him. But if you ain't got nothing, you say, well, I don't got nothing. Yeah, you do. You got something that we need. You got something that the church need. The body ain't the same. I got knees that don't seem like, till they hurt. Don't seem like I got parts of my body that you can't see. That you understand what I'm saying? We are a body. Say a body. And you just as important as this fingernail is. You're important. You're important as your toe. You move a toe and see where you be. Just one little toe, because that toe don't speak until if it's something, let something get wrong with it. You understand what I'm saying? But in the body of Christ, where are we? We are in the body of Christ. Good Lord, for my life. Praise the Lord. As I read it, I said, Lord, nevertheless, let your will be done. And when I said it with my heart, I say, when I said it with my heart, and I said it with my soul, the healing began. And I told God, I said, Lord, you know, I don't know how this thing gonna end up, but nevertheless, so I said, Lord, I said, let your will be done. Because I know that you know me. And I know that I've made plans to be with you. And if anything keeps me from being with you, now the people that know what I'm going through, that means a lot to them. And you know what, so I began to read. And I went to I said it this morning in class, at the 8:32 of Romans, and I'll go back to John, but it said, he that spared not his own son, think about it, but he delivered him up for all of us, for you and you, not no certain person, for everybody. How shall he not with him also freely? We got to make him, he ain't got to talk him into it. He'll give us all things. And so I began thinking of things I need in my spirit and in my heart. And all of a sudden I could receive. You know, if you don't think nobody want to give you something. Come on now. That's why it's so hard for the people to receive the Holy Spirit, because they don't think it's a gift. See, y'all don't know how to give no gifts. But he said, my Father, he knows how to give good gifts. Everybody should be filled. When they get saved, when they get in that water and get baptized in Jesus' name, they ought to come up with the Holy Ghost. But you know what? They don't believe God is a giver. If I come and give you something, and I say, I'm going to give you a necklace, you don't expect for a spider to jump out of it. Out of the box, I give it to you. And you take it. And you got to say, please. Oh, brother, please. I know you say you're going to please, brother. I know you said you're going to get this to me, please. Now, what is the matter with us? I'm just thinking that you're not thinking, you don't have any good givers around you. Amen. Amen. You know, one thing about my husband, he, whenever he said something, I put my foot on it. Because Ernie never said nothing he wasn't going to do. If he said, I'm going to do such and such a thing, he would do it. And he's just a man. And I said, now, Lord, if I can believe that, you said you were going away and sent us a comforter. Come on. Hallelujah. That's like you. That's going to keep us. Wait a minute now, he said. But when he comes, he's going to give you power. He's going to give. That's what he said. Please don't preach that. I don't think too much. But after you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power. Say power. After you receive the Holy Ghost. Power to live right. Power to think right. Power to come to another place. Power that you just, I can't explain it. Because like brother said, sometimes you don't even know what you're saying. You don't know nothing. You don't. You know, you come and, brother Donald know this now. Brother Donald was sitting back there. Now, this is Sister David. Now, don't be trying to be like me. Because God tells me to do this. He said, call him up. All right, I don't ask him what you say. See, I'm too old, you know what I'm saying? I've been in this, you know, so I do, you know, I know it. Come on. And he say, call him up. And he said, that's right. I say, call him up. You come up here. Then I say it. They say, well, he need to come by himself. I say, Jesus told me to call him up here. And I've did this many times, and people get some help too. Because when Jesus tells you to come, praise God, and you do, and you obey the Lord, you're going to get whatever he will. I ain't got nothing to do with it. All I do is do what he say. That's all I do. You get ready. You be in here, and Jesus tell me to call you up here, and you're going to get called. But you should wait till he, God knows where you are. He know that may make you, like he said, he ain't been standing up in church. He done stood up in here twice. Now, then, this what you told me, Brother Donald? He said, I have not stood up in a church. But he been in here standing up twice. So God did something for him. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. He go to other church, he just sit. If he go to other church. He just sit. God knows what he's doing. So when he call you up, get ready for something, girl. God is moving by his spirit. God is moving by. He may not tell me nothing. He said, call him up. He tell me that a lot. I call. If he tell me that, what that going, I call you up here, baby. And you going to get something. Because God ain't calling you for nothing. God ain't got time to tell him, come on. No, you going to get something. And something going to fall. And you going to trade in something. Because something that you don't need is going to fall over. I'm telling you, brother, I've had that experience. Many times. Many times. And they call up before they get up here. They be one. I just tell you, God told me to call them up here. So many places I minister, they know me. You know, I ain't got much sense, but they know me. Praise the Lord. We was out in Sparta. Out in Sparta. And this girl, cute little thing, and her sister, they was in church. And I said, all right, y'all, come on. You. Right? And after the Lord told me, say, tell her. And he would been to talk to my man, tell me what to say. You don't think he got a voice? He'll talk to you. He said, she could have been dead. And I was ministering to this girl. I said, girl, the Holy Spirit tell me you could have been dead. Come to find out she was the head of a gang. And God revealed it to her. And he just, I don't know what, David said he'd been dealing with this girl. So I said, what is wrong with this girl? He said, well, you know, y'all going to meet David, by the way. He come in here May 17, 18, and 19. Great preacher in the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, God got something for you. I said, God got something for you. You come to the church. Not to hear me. Don't come hear me. Praise. Come to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Praise. And take in what you need. I can go anyway, brother, because I take in what I need and other. I just put it in another basket. I have another basket. You know, a little basket I have. Like you in your car. You got a little something. You throw stuff in. Praise. I just put it in there. And I still love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll give all things. Then he said something else to me. He said, you know, you take vitamins for your body. Vitamin B1, vitamin D. He said, but I want you to tell the saints about vitamin C. Vitamin C, Lord? Yeah. I want you to call it Conqueror. Vitamin C. Then I went to say, Lord, you know what? We do take vitamins for our body. Because you got to have vitamins to run your natural body. Watch it. And you got to have God's vitamin to run your spiritual body. So I named vitamin C, Conqueror. Conqueror. So I read down here, he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, number 35? Shall the tribulations you're going through, huh? Or the stress of persecution, of famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? He said, as it's written, all for my sake, we are killed all day long, because they went through. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But no or nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Wait a minute. Then he took me back and I did this. He said, nevertheless, it's nevertheless. He took me there. He said, nevertheless, he said, it's nevertheless. It's always more than I do for you. It's never. The less, it's the more. Yes, is nevertheless. I mean, it's nevertheless. Then he said, nevertheless, because it's the more. And you are more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror. Not just a little piece of something. Donna, you're more than a conqueror. You can overdo and come out of anything because you are more. You ain't just a conqueror. We more than conquerors. We always more. God is going to do more. More abundant, more this, more that. You're going to be more. And I thought, I said, wow, Lord, that's good. I like that. I like more than car. Ooh, I felt good. I said, you know what I did? Yeah, you know what I said? Come on. You're getting bad now. You know. I said, come on here. And I told you about how the Lord, and I don't know what laughing means. My brother do it a lot. But if he do it a lot, I'm sure it's good. Every song, and the brother had the nerve to send me a song because he knows. And he picked out 8 9 songs, put them on a CD. And every song, I'm praising God on it. Oh, yes, I don't come out. I was wounded. I was there. But now I'm free. Same thing that the Lord was going in my heart. She said, Lord, bring me out of this. She said, nevertheless. I said, oh, Lord, just build me. Preach me something. She said, nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. She kept saying, nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. So she's going through something, you know. Nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. That, well, now I'm at this man's church. I just can't get up and leave because I don't know what these people do. You know what I mean? You got to be kind of under the people. You know? I didn't know what. just told when I was going to preach. She said, Mama, let the man pray for him. That he was calling a prayer on his foot. You ain't got, because I'm going to pray for you. See, anything wrong, and I feel it, I'm going to pray for you. And so she kept saying, nevertheless. She said, let you, oh, Lord, look at my heart. She was just really praying. Now, I go, because she was speaking in, you know, where I can understand her. She said, oh, Lord, my heart, I just give you my heart. I want to do your will, Lord. Oh, nevertheless, nevertheless, so it's something that she's supposed to do. You understand what I'm saying? And then she knows she had to do. So she was saying, nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. Nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. So after service, I just took that. His will will be done in your life, sister. So when I stood, now see, I hadn't testified. So when I got him testifying, the girl came to me. She said, thank you. She said, I want to testify and tell what you say. But you obey God and you say, thank you. She said, well, I just been through, and it sounded the same thing I'm going. She said, because there's so many people that went through what I'm going. So many people. And that's why God got me here. And that's why your pastor going to stand. And that's why I'm going to get some victory. And that's why I'm going to be able to preach. And that's why I ain't going to, well, I can't preach today. I'm feeling bad. Not one time. No, no. I'm going to stand because he ain't going to take my praise. Ain't nothing going to take my praise. Ain't nothing going to take my faith. Ain't nothing going to take my joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm going to keep that. It was come through the vine. I'm going to destroy her. I said, yeah, okay. I'm going to destroy her. When I get through blah, 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 I'm going to destroy her. And my daughter was with them. And she said, why would you do this? She said, he said, I got to destroy her. Well, you know what it did for me? Raise me up. God has raised me up. You ain't gonna destroy me. You gonna stop me from preaching. I'm gonna preach hard. Now I ever preached. I said I'm gonna preach hard. And they say I preach hard. He said, Mama, you preaching like it. I said, girl, I got Jesus. I got Jesus in my heart. I got my mind made up. I got my ticket. I got it stamped. I'm ready to go. I want to go with a first trumpet sound. I said, the devil is a lie. And, you know, I think it's blessed people because I didn't have a call to say, I'm feeling so bad. Because Mary preaches too. I said, Mary, please take the service today. I'm just so down. I'm so down. Oh. Get up off of your knees. Put your hands in the air. And say, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. I'm more than a conqueror. Don't let the devil stop you from opening your mouth and praising God. Ain't nothing that make you stop it praising God. That is not God. I say, is a trial trying to make you stop praising God? Please, you wouldn't be nothing if it weren't for him. You couldn't even wake up in the morning if it weren't for God. So I say, devil, give it your best shot. Listen at this one and get your praise on. I say, God, I said, and then when I begin to really realize who I'm fighting, a lot of times, you know, children of God, even in your family, your son may be out in drugs or whatever. But you're not fighting your son. You're not fighting that. You fighting that drug demon. You fighting the devil. You're not fighting your son. And though he done hurt you badly, or your daughter, whoever, it hurts you. It just tears your heart apart. But you're not fighting them. See, you know, whatever your daughter was before that took over, that's what he can be in better. So think about that. Say, you know, I remember when they were so nice. And, you know, they brought me some Valentine candy every time Valentine's Day. And they just called me on the phone. They were so nice. But now the enemy got them. Now what you fighting them for? Oh, God. what God taught me? I turned the fight over. And I started fighting this devil. Amen. And when the Lord did that, I said, you bowed your head. He's free. I said, oh, boy. Because sometimes, you know, God will do things. You don't be. Hallelujah. And I told my daughter, I said, you know, a lot of this is happening in God's house, and it's making me mad. That would have made me mad now. I said, he done made me mad now. I'm ready. I said, now the God done told me some of his business. So now I'm walking around. I say, Satan, you got to let him go. You got to let him go. I say, you got to let him go. And Jesus, you got to let him go. You got to let him go. Before I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been all here by myself. And he's my sweetie. I just been married 62 years, Lord. I just don't understand. Oh, pitiful girl. You could have been, I'd have had you pitiful. You'd have been crying. You'd have gone wash your blouse and wring it out. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. And then people started having, my daughter's a dreamer, pathetically, and so is Tawana. They begin to have dreams, and then Jackie was having dreams. And the Lord said, I'm trying to show you now, who you going to believe? Who's the part you're going to believe? And so Jackie had a dream. I said, you know what, Lord? He done almost made a fool out of me. Almost. Just about that much. But I see now. I say, devil, you're going to have a fight on your hands. I said, you're going to have a fight on your hands. Because I know my God is able. And then you stood up. Donna, you stood up. When you stood up and said such and such a thing. And I haven't, you know, such and such a thing. I said, Lord, you can save people. You can deliver people. And we got to believe that. We're not fighting Donald's drug. We were whatever it is. We fighting that devil. And that's what we need to take. I told one of my daughters, because it's everywhere, children of God. Satan is, I told my niece, it's everywhere, sister, brother. It's everywhere. Breakups, because see, the devil knows that's like Christ in the church. He knows that if he can get the families broken up, you're going to have broken children, broken this, broken that. If he can break up homes, he knows that. He knows that. And so you got to come alive. Say, come alive. I'm coming alive. I'm coming alive this morning. I'm coming alive this morning. I'm going to beat the devil's tail. I'm going to stop trying to fight me. Oh, Lord. You know my daughter been gone. Oh, she's out there in drugs. And she's living with this man. And you know, we get pitiful. You know how pitiful we get. And God just sitting there looking. Oh, child. Oh, now I'm going to give him a scripture. I'm going to get Brother Ed to preach. You preach, Brother Ed? See, he know why he got Brother Ed to preach. But Brother Ed going to preach on the Holy Ghost and the power they can have. See? And so they come and they fight. Pray, you're not fighting flesh and blood. I say, you're not fighting flesh and blood. Newscast, boop, boop, news, boop. But you fight the devil. You fight the devil of your soul. And this is the time we need to get to. Everything you need to come here and find out how to fight it. Come to church and find out how to do this battle. See, because you're used to doing the battle. But you know, it's time out for that. I ain't going to say you ain't crying. I mean, you going to cry. Especially, we're not talking about you because you ain't fighting us, sister. You just waiting to go home to be with the Lord. And our husband passed, and I said, you have a right to weep because he was a good man. And you know you're going to see him again. I'm not talking about that. Don't let the devil tell you that. Praise the Lord. There were times that my lost my mom and my dad. And there were times I wake up in the morning and say crazy. I said, I got to call mama. And my mama was dead, been dead for years. So you're going to remember your loved ones. I said, you're going to remember. I'm not talking about that. You know, I'm talking about warfare. Say warfare. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about warfare. I'm talking about that you got kids that's in the devil's bin and in his prison. Because he got some of them in prison, believe me now. I say he got some in prison. But Jesus gave Peter the keys of the kingdom and the keys to whatever. And we're going to unlock some doors this year. I said, he gave it to the show, did. And we're going to take them keys to God and we're going to unlock some things. We go on the zigzag. Yeah, we go on the zigzag and take what he took from us. He ain't going to have a shoestring. Hey, get over there. Get that shoestring over there. He took that. Never those shoestrings, pink. Those are pink shoestrings. Bring them on. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I feel in my heart. So if you want to whoop some battles, come on here. We'll do it together. I say, you want to whoop some battles? Go get your friends that's locked up. Go get your loved ones that's locked up. Come on over here. You know what I heard this morning? Y'all was singing. And the Spirit of the Lord said, I heard somebody say, I ain't going to that church too much. Because they testified. He said, I ain't going to that church. I don't want to go there. Because they got too long a testimony. But you know what? The devil, I heard that. And I said, you know what? These testimonies are going to set people free. It ain't always the preacher standing up here. It ain't always that. It's an anointed child of God who done come out of some trials and tribulations, who take a run around the church to ask God to help him. That's what he's going to do. We fist to whoop the devil's. Don't you say that. We put the whooping. I never cursed even when I was a sinner. No. So can I say but, B-U-T? Because you know you say but in the Bible. But so-and-so. We're going to whoop him. Because we got power. We're more than conquerors. I said we're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. Boy, I feel like the giant. I feel just like Superman. I said, Lord, you're going to do me like you did Samson. I'm going to kill more of these devils than I did when I was, come on now. I said, show me the pillars of the temple. Show me the pillars. I'm getting ready to whoop this devil. I'm sending him word. He hear you, you know, he be sitting right over there. Driving him out to church too. Get his tail out of here. Praise the Lord. More than conqueror. I want you to just stand on you and say, I'm more than a conqueror. Through you, Lord, more than a conqueror. Because I'm persuaded that life, death, principalities, powers, anything cannot separate me from the love of God. I don't care what you go through, you cannot be separated from the love of God. Won't you give the Lord a big clap? I ain't going to keep it. Thank you, Jesus. I hope that this helped you, because it blessed me so until I could have just did a flip. I never did flips in school, so I'm going to try it at this age. Because I want to stay in one piece while I'm by myself. Peace. But I was feeling good, Brother Don. I'm telling you, I was, woo, Sean to me. So it was a little baby snake or something on the porch. We got out. Woo. I remember saying, go for his head. That's all I remember. And I went, I said, you snake. I'm thinking, but he said, you turn it. Woo, ask the kids. Get past her. She ain't scared of nothing. I may be scared of something, but you ain't going to know it. You just ain't going to know it. We went up there, me and my son. We went to see my house. My husband built me a beautiful 5-bedroom house up on a hill. I'll show it to you sometime. Built it, every stick, every bone, he built it himself. And somebody had told us they had burnt the house down because they done bought all that property up there. You know, he done bought all the property, putting up these red, big old $500,000 homes and stuff, you know. So my daughter Bridget, she drove by one day. She said, Mama, our house is still up there. Now, we sold the property because, you know, that's not my house anymore. And I said, what? But I was just glad they hadn't burnt daddy's, you know, what he made. And you know, so when I said, she said, look over there. I said, well, look at that. And we got a little Terry. The house is still standing. So my son, I have a baby son, this baby 43 years old. But anyway, every other Thursday, we have lunch over there. And I fix him lunch, see. And so he comes over. He said, Mama, he said, I really feel bad about that. I feel really bad. I said, son, we sold it. Your daddy, it was just too much for dad to keep up. 5 bedrooms, all the kids going, and we just grab and go 5 bedroom home. He said, and then he failed and hurt his this. And he's kind of like a man that if he can't do it, it don't get done. That's the way, and I knew him. So we sold the property and bought us another house. Listen to me now, cash. And I'm telling you this for this. When God give you something, to do something with it, don't miss him. Because it'll cause heartache if you do. He told me, say, Celeste, I am never going to be paying for a house when I get 60. He told me that when we was 13 and 15 years old, 13 and 14. Yeah. And he said, I'm going to have my house paid for. So he built him one. And I could give you, you shout in terms of flips, I tell you how God should be favored with that. Either this church. This church. It's favor. Because when you get favor in one place with God, you trust him in another place. It blows, your favor grows. Amen. And my son come to me, she said, Pastor, I never thought. I said, so when did God tell me to do something, follow me here. Because I'm not going to lead you wrong. I'm not going to lead you wrong. I'm going to be done prayed. If I come and tell you something off the wall, God say move to California. Believe me, God done told me to move to California. And you're going to be blessed. Praise the Lord. And so it's just wonderful what God can do. It's wonderful. So don't give up. You got anything that you got before the Lord, I don't care how hard you think it is. It's just not hard. Is it anything too hard for God? Is it too hard? If he can put a sperm in a woman's womb without a man and a baby grow, and it's so stupid that we've come to the place that we don't know when life starts. I'd like to give them a big dose of what they need up there. America. Nothing like, we should never have to write a senator and say, don't kill this baby. Now they're talking about killing the baby when he's out the womb. What kind of crap is this? It's sad what we done come to. But children of God, we can't change everything, but we can sure be all he want us to be. We have to be that. Praise the Lord, Father. In Jesus' name. Seemingly my mind is, I've delivered my soul. I have delivered my soul, Lord. And I pray that you would bless this church. We know we in the flesh, God. And I know the devil done told us we can't be this and we can't do that. But you say we can do all things through Christ. And that's what we got to do now. We got to get to the place to do what you say. If you say we can do it, I don't care, Lord, if it's flying or without wings. I tell you, if you see it, we can do it. Because we can do all things, God, through Christ that strengthens us. So we're asking today, Father, praise the Lord. Oh, God, because we're conquerors. We're more than conquerors. You told us that we're more than conquerors. You told us that you gave your son. And then you said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him wouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. You promised. But words have to go in our hearts. And let the word that need the first in these people's hearts, let it fall on good ground, Lord, and go in their hearts so it can be dealt with and so they can do it. In Jesus' name. If you need prayer for anything today, will you come? Because I suppose that most of the people here are saved. You need prayer for anything today, come and let us join with you. Two of us join together. You know, he said, Mayfield 18, 19. The two of us. Praise the Lord. You need prayer for somebody. You want to stand in for somebody. You know, praise God. We'll help you. We'll pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.